missie, you in Opperman's Grond. Tell us about your visit.
I've came to Opperman's Grond because of the complaint that some of the committee members had with the land that they have claimed, their forefathers have claimed and won, and then they were given to them. But because of the infighting, that there was nothing happening. So I wanted to come and understand by myself, what kind of a problem is this one that makes people to fight whilst there is a development that they can be engaging in. And then having a huge land of 45,000 hectares that they could have tilled and make sure that land benefits the community. Remember, in terms of what has been given to them, it does also include even the town itself. But because of the agreement that they have with the municipality, they have to take out the municipality boundaries and give it to the municipality. And as you are listening, also the municipality wants some piece of land also for the sites, of which is something that they could have sold to the municipality. The government must buy from them. So they've got a gold mine in their hands, of which they are not using that to advance. Instead, they are fighting among themselves. So the purpose was, how best can we find one another, come up with some compromises, work together, deal with those differences, and ask the Department of Rural Development to mediate between these two groups and then try to make sure that these two groups are getting to know one another, they are beginning to tilt their land, they are beginning to use their land. And there is no employment here. That land, it was going to employ, I think, almost everybody in this particular community, if it was used properly. So there are two committees. There's an interim committee outside which has been losing court cases because of they are not a legit structure. But my coming here was also to come and try to see those who are outside at the periphery, how do they come in? And then those who are inside, how do they accommodate these ones to come back? Because they need one another. You can't have these two committees, this one sitting here at the church, the other one sitting somewhere fighting for the land, because both of them, they are falling within that particular claimant, their forefathers.
Okay, so I heard part of the message you brought. Since there's, like many towns in the Free State, social economic problems, there's unemployment, this poverty. If this community come together, they could become the breadbasket of this area.
Exactly. This land given to you, it's more than a gold mine or whatever mine, because agriculture is one of the sectors that contribute immensely to the economic structure of the country. And then the Free State is a main contributor that the mines have closed down, the retail industry has gone down, but the economy can shine. But if you have close to 47,000 hectares of land not being used, it says the community here, they can all work in that particular manner. They can be working there in their own piece of land and enjoy. It's huge. It's just that they don't know how huge is that piece of land or how huge is that land that they could have been using, instead of wasting their time and fight among themselves as if there's no tomorrow.
You made a suggestion. Tell us about that, to solve some of the issues.
My suggestion to them, I'm just trying to push them to work together. Of course, with the help of Ndate Modise from the Department of Rural Development. I've said that they must put deadlines, but they must from time to time keep on coming and brief me where is the process so that I know. Because I don't want to come again and sit here with a problem. And I don't want to be sitting here as an MEC of agriculture with the infrastructure of government coming to be a middleman of the problem that can be solved by men and women. They must work towards meeting and solve their own problem. And no outsider will come, including myself. I will not come to solve their own problem. They must solve their own problems. They must get into that space, be alive to their reality, leave the egos, their own egos that make them fight. They must get out of that, come to the table, negotiate, talk to one another. Maybe one day I must just get them somebody with a chopper to come and take them. And they see the
47,000 abutments, and what they can do. They must see. And then they tell me, when they get out of that shop and tell me, why are we still fighting? Why we can't make it for all of us, not even for themselves, even for the ordinary community members who are not part of the family trees, but they can be employed. Everybody can work. I can tell you, everybody can work here through that project.